First tonight, a smash and grab of a different kind. Cyber criminals have breached the IT system of a health provider with 450,000 patients. Pinnacle's Midland Health Network was hacked last Wednesday, affecting regional offices and GP practices across Taranaki, Rotorua, Taupo Turangi, Thames Coromandel and Waikato. It says the system that was breached doesn't contain patients' clinical notes, but it does hold personal information. Pinnacle's launched an investigation and filed a police complaint, and its CEO, Justin Butcher, joins us now. Kia ora, Justin.
Kia ora, Lisa.
Can you tell us what information these hackers have had access to?
So we're still in the process of identifying that. What we know is that through the information we hold on those servers, that it's likely to be a mix of both our corporate information, but also some of the information that we do hold on patients.
And what is that kind of information? If it's not clinical records, what is it?
So it's things like names, date of birth, NHI numbers, ethnicity, and some of it is excerpts of files for, say, children that are due for immunisation and things like that.
Has the information been harvested, taken, copied?
Yes, so it's been stolen, a stolen copy of it.
Okay. So how did they get into your system?
Yeah, so we're still in the early stages of that investigation, so it's probably a little premature to talk on that.
But you must have a few clues. Was it a phishing email? Has someone clicked on something that they shouldn't?
So, as I said, I can't really answer that. We're not at that stage of the investigation where we have that sorted.
Can you give a guarantee that your network was up to date, all patches and updates had been installed?
So we subcontract our IT services, but from the audits that we've completed, we're satisfied with where our IT system was at.
Okay. What communication have you had with the hackers?
So based on the information that we've had from our cybersecurity experts, we've been advised not to talk about that at this stage.
Can you tell us whether you were given an advance threat before the hack happened?
So again, that would probably form part of, I'm not trying to be difficult, but that would form part of, based on what our cybersecurity experts have said, not to comment on.
Doesn't change the outcome, does it, Justin? It's already happened. And so in terms of the patients whose information you hold, surely they have a right to know whether you were given any forewarning. So were you?
So again, sorry, I apologise, but I can't comment on the cybersecurity side of it. But I do agree with you, it's more than data. This is about people. And while we haven't been able to ascertain exactly what has been taken yet, we are analysing that, but we wanted people to hear it from us first rather than to hear about it from other sources.
How are you getting in touch with these people and how many are there?
So at the moment, we don't know the number of people that could be potentially impacted by this, but we suggest it will be a significant number. We won't know the individuals involved until we've completed the analysis of it. But what we have done is, for those people that are concerned about this, is we're setting up an 0800 number and an email address where people can get in contact with us and we can discuss it with them.
Is it potentially all 450,000 patients on your books?
Again, it's probably too early to speculate on that.
What kind of contact have you had from people and what are they saying to you?
From patients?
Yes.
We have only just broken the story at about midday today, so contact with patients has been limited. So I've got nothing I can really share on that.
Okay. So this attack happened last Wednesday. Why did you wait till today to tell people about it? Or did you start contacting people earlier?
So when we noticed that we had an attack on Wednesday evening, we started an incident response team, which included cybersecurity experts. It wasn't until Monday morning that we were made aware data had been stolen. And then through some analysis during Monday, we were made aware that that potentially included patient identifiable information. So we've come out proactively today.
What have you been told about how this information is potentially going to be used?
So we haven't been told how this information could be used.
But your cyber experts and the people you're taking advice from, Justin, what have they said to you? Could it end up on the dark web?
So what I would say is anything is possible, but we're not in the position to comment on that.
Have you been asked for money to keep this information secure?
So again, based on our cybersecurity experts' advice, we're not commenting on that.
Are your GP practices, are they still up and operating? Has it affected them on a sort of practical day-to-day level, Justin?
Yes, so they are up and operating, and that's probably a really important message. So it has had some impact on them, so people may have experienced some delays when contacting some of the practices. But absolutely, they're up and operational, and if people do have medical needs, they can absolutely just ring their doctor as they normally would.
Thank you for joining us this evening. That's Pinnacle CEO Justin Butcher.